好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, I'm Susan.
Hi, I'm Al.
首先我们来复习一下上次的内容。
第一个 have no use for.
Have no use for means I don't like it.
对，对什么一点兴趣都没有。The second one, have one's hands full.
That means I'm quite busy.
Very busy. Third one, have one's limit. I have my limit.
我的人呢是有限度的。
It doesn't mean that, 我的能力是有限的，可不是谦卑的意思。The third one, have words with someone.
Have words with someone different. It's different with the have a word with someone.
Have words with someone 是跟别人吵架，就说了很多话嘛，所以 words 是复数。Have a word 只是
和别人谈话。
对 ，That's it.
上次我们学的一个句子就是我的行程表很灵活。
My schedule is flexible.
要是说没关系，看你的时间吧。
Well, It suits yours.
It suits yours. 这就是我们上次的内容啦。
还有一个是 flexible schedule.
弹性工作时间。
It's very useful for today, huh?
Yes.
And so, let's begin our new class for today.
Okay, let's begin.
The first one, highbrow.
Highbrow, 高高的。挑眉吗 ？No, I don't know.
Okay, congratulations, Susan.
For what?
Professor's son has chosen you to be his dancing partner.
I also feel confused. You know, I'm not beautiful,
but you're a highbrow person.
I don't think my brow is high.
这条 highbrow 呢，这条成语是来自美国，它的意思是有教养、有高级趣味的人。所以别人形容你是 highbrow,
it means that you're quite
flattered, huh?
Yes.
确实蛮不错的。
而且是非常非常，不论你是漂亮还是不漂亮，帅还是不帅， you can be highbrow, right?
对，我这里恭喜他，他被教授的儿子选作舞伴 dancing partner, 然后是 highbrow, 对吧？所以如果我再说 you know, but you are a highbrow person, 应该怎么回答呢？顺下去。
I'm so flattered to hear that. 听到这样我深感荣幸，或者说你还是什么过奖。
对 ，highbrow 呢是跟眉毛没有什么关系，就是说有教养的人，
有高级趣味的人，就像毛主席说的，一个脱离了低级趣味的人，那就是 highbrow 了。
Okay, that's it. And 我们再学一个 highbrow 呢，除了还有个hit on me. You know, I hear this phrase a lot from a lot of American movies. Yes. 这个 hit on me, 你可能从美国的电影里会听到无数次这个 hit on me. Especially if you know, like a girl. Girl like those kind of movies, you know.
You're gonna...
Romance.
You're gonna hit on her?
Yes. Alright, let's see. 这是一个 boy 之间的，对吧？ Boy, 或者说Hey, your girlfriend is such a dish. I saw many guys hit on her.
What? They hit on her?
Yes. Why don't you come to help her? You're surely not man enough.
I help her? She's not in danger at all.
我说 hey, 你的 girlfriend is such a dish.
真是秀色可餐呐。
Such a dish. 就是说长得还真漂亮，对吧？ I saw many guys hit on her.
有好多对她
有
意思
对，所以说 hit on her 可不是说要去打他或者怎么样，你还有就更牵扯不到说要跑出去 help 他，对吧？所以呢 you're surely man enough, 你也更不能这样说什么跟 man enough, 所以 you know, if you say your girlfriend is such a dish, I saw many guys hit on her,
yes, I'm bothered,
Hey, act as a man. You should feel heart content that your girlfriend is so gorgeous.
你应该 你应该觉得很荣幸。
嗯、
你的 girlfriend 是这样的吸引人，这样一个 beauty 哈。
嗯，这里的 hit on 呢，一般是 pay on 就是 unusually unwanted sexual attention to， 就是 you know 就觉得啊、哦、他很 sexy， 然后我要 hit on her， 我要跟他搭讪。
嗯， somebody
guys
can do
this a lot.
Behave like that。
对 ，hit on her， 跟 hit 还有相关的有一些词组呢，大家一定要 ，you know you should know what does that mean， right？、
Mm-hmm.
Like you know the professor said that tomorrow's exam will be very difficult for everyone to pass.
Then you got to hit the books tonight.
Never. I bought those books from the library and asked to return them after the exam.
Come on, friend. I mean you have to study hard tonight.
我说啊，明天那个考试太难了。然后苏珊说
you got to hit the books tonight.
Hit the books? 我可以打书啊。然后我说不行， those books I borrowed from the library. I have to return them. 我还得还呢。
对啊，实际上他没有听懂。我的意思是说，那你今天晚上就使劲的，就要使劲使牛劲 ，hit on hit the book， 那个使劲。
学习了，嗯，温习功课。所以说，如果别人说 we got to hit the books tonight，
嗯，今天我们要努力学习。
So
I 天天不是夜夜向上。
对 ，So I am afraid so. God knows how I want to see the film tonight.
嗯，
上帝知道我多想去看那场电影。
But you have exams.
Yeah. So sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
嗯 ，That's the point.
That's the point. Hit the books. 还有呢 ，hit the ceiling。
跳起来要打房顶吗？
啊，这跟家里有什么关系啊 ？What time is it?
A quarter to ten.
I'm afraid I have to go now.
Come on, it's still quite early.
I have to back home by 10 o'clock, or father will hit the ceiling.
Hit the ceiling? Something wrong with your house?
啊，前半部分都很 easy 对吧？就是我得早点回去了，十点钟必须到家，否则 father 就会 hit the ceiling。这里的 hit the ceiling 呢，跟打屋顶可一点关系都没有 ，right？
嗯，其实这个短语真正的含义却是大发雷霆、勃然大怒、暴跳如雷，所以跳起来以至于能打到房顶了哈。
啊，这个 father will hit the ceiling， 最好不要惹，对吧？
嗯，
所以 really then let me drive you home，
还是乖乖的赶紧送回去吧。
对 ，hit the ceiling， so let's have a review。
And the first one is highbrow.
Highbrow 是有教养的，有脱离了低级趣味的人。
嗯 ，try to be one of them.
Yeah, highbrow.
That's highbrow.
Yes, it can be, you know, describe both a boy,
and a girl.
Yes, and the second one, 经常 boys do this, huh?
Hate on me, or hate on her, or hate
on her.
Them.
You just hit on me. I hear this a lot from the.Movies.
嗯 ，hit on me or hit 后面加一个宾格的，就是看上谁谁谁了。
看上谁谁谁或者跟谁搭讪追。
嗯
，this happened a lot in college.
And it's oral English.
Yes, and hit the books.
It's trying to study hard,
really, really hard.
Then you can pass the exams.
Yes, and hit the ceiling.
It's out of reach.
Yes.非常生气。
嗯，暴跳如雷。
Extremely angry. 暴跳如雷。
So remember that.
Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.cooler.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。
So let's go to part two.
Here's the situation.有时候我们说理都不理
啊，
搭理都不搭理，怎么说
？Not give the time of day。
嗯，乍看之下就会把它理解成 give somebody the time of day。
其实不是 give some time of the day 呢，实际上就是给某人的 say good morning。
啊，
就比如 good afternoon， 见你的话，我要跟你说一句话嘛。
嗯。
所以 good morning， good evening 之类的。
所以这还里面用的是就算借贷吧。
对啊。
嗯，如果我说 I wouldn't give me the time of day， 意思是说他对我理都不理。
对，此外还有 know the time of the day 这样的用语，它直译呢就是知道一天的时间， know the time of day。
啊，但是实际上却是很明白事理，洞晓事故的意思。
如果要是加 not 呢，就是 not know the time of day。
嗯，就是不懂事，不懂人情世故。 这里面的重点是 know the time of day， know the 没有the哈。
对，当别人说可能对你不利的话时，你就可以说 Do you think I don't even know the time of day？
啊，你就以为我那么没见过世面吗？
对 ，know the time of day， 没见过世面就可以这样翻译。
Do you think I don't even know the time of day？
那如果我说，因为我那么蠢 ，Do you think I'm stupid？
啊
，stupid 可以对吧？
对，可以。但是我们现在讲的是 oral English， right？
对，
嗯，还有更 old
更
地道的用法。
嗯，
那就是 Do you think I was born yesterday?
Do you think I was born yesterday? 因为我昨天才生的
啊，所以意思就是你以为我那么蠢吗？
对啊， you know, both of us know a lot of things.
We know the time of day.
Yes. 我们来说一个在商业中有关的东西，对吧？
OK.
Why don't we sign the contract, Mr.
No, I won't sign this. Do you think I don't even know the time of day?
What do you mean? What's wrong with the contract?
Oh, this contract is full of pitfalls for my company. I wasn't born yesterday, you know.
Ah, 这里有 contract full of pitfalls. Pitfalls 就是
陷阱、
嗯、啊，
这里面
很多陷阱哦。
对，就是对我们公司很不利。你以为我那么蠢吗？
嗯
嗯 ，next one.
Well, when I in Beijing, I bumped into Mr. Lee in a hotel lobby.
Really? Was he glad to see you?
Glad to see me? He wouldn't even give me the time of day.
理都没理。
Oh, yeah. You know how government officials are.
Yeah. 你也知道官嘛，哈。
对，官僚嘛，经常、
就是有时候选那个比较高姿态。嗯，这个小人物是谁？不认识。
I bumped into, 就是我撞到了，就是。Yeah.
偶尔碰到就是不是安排的、
嗯、过马路或者什么时候都可能 bumped into someone、
I bumped into the superstar.
You know, you have the chance. I never bumped into any superstar now to now.
You bumped our boss.
Yeah, only that. That's not lucky enough, right?
Bumped into 就是撞到某人、He won'tEven give me the time of day.
连我理都不理。
Remember that.
所以我们来说一说啊，如果你说啊，我都看到他，但他竟然不理我，就是 he don't even give me time of the day.
Time of the day 是没有给我说，没有跟我搭讪。那就是说不懂人情世故。Don't know the time of day. 没有做这两个的区别哦。
还有呢，就是你以为我那么蠢吗？ You think I was born yesterday, 哈、huh? ，就是你以为我是昨天生的，对吧？如果翻的刚跟那个 know the time of day 相似的，还有 see the world， 就是我
看世界，
世界我都看遍了，我就知道人情世故了。It's quite, you know, easy.很 concrete， 英语的某些短语是非常 concrete， right？ So remember this。And let's go to part three.
This the story comes from related to
English.
This luck favors those who have themselves.
Luck favors those who have themselves.自助者天助可能你会想到
God help those who help themselves.
I think those are the same thing.
They say, I don't know the origin of these stories, but it means the same, I think.
Yes.
这里面讲的是 a flood was threatening a small town and everyone was living for safety except one man.
一场洪水正威胁着一个小镇，镇上每一个人都将离开到达安全的地方去，只有一个人除外。他说
God will save me. I have faith.
我有信念，上帝会拯救我的。
At the water level rose, a jeep came to rescue him. The man refused, saying,
啊，水位升高的时候，一辆吉普车开来了，来援救他。那人拒绝了，他说
God will save me, I have faith.
我有信念，上帝会拯救我的。
As the water level rose further, I went up to the second story, and a boat came to help him. Again, he refused to say.
水位再一次的升高了，他逃到二楼，一只小船来救助他，他又一次拒绝了，
说 God will save me, I have faith.
我有信念，上帝会救助我的。
So, what happened? Then the water kept rising and the man climbed onto the roof. A helicopter came to rescue him, but he said,
水位继续上涨，男人爬上楼顶，一架直升机开来，来援救他，但他说
God will save me, I have faith.
上帝来救我，我有信念。
Well, finally, he drowned.
就这样，他最终淹死了。
When he reached his maker, he angrily questioned.
当他到达上帝那时，他恼怒地问
Why did you ignore my prayers and let me drown?
我完全地信仰你，你为什么不理会我的祈祷而让我淹死？
The Lord replied, Who do you think sent you the jeep, the boat, and helicopter?
上帝答道，那么你认为是谁送给你吉普车、小船和直升飞机的呢？
对呀，我已经派出了我的初级的，
我已经给了你三次机会，你还要死？
就是吉普车、小船你都不要，最后把我的坐骑的直升飞机都给你送去了，你居然还不要。So luck favors those who help themselves.
Yes.
所以有时候上天会借助你周围的人来帮助你。So don't ignore them.
God's acts in mysterious ways.
That's right. Okay, that's all for today.
See you next time.
Bye.